Hey, everybody, it's Maylee Thomas, and time for another Texas Homegrown Music Show. And today's guest is Holly Beth. Holly's already made a real name for herself around here. She's a transplant from Oklahoma, and we're glad to have her here in Texas. She's got a new single she just released, which will be debuting here today. And I just think that she's got a lot going for her. So you guys sit back and relax. I'm going to do a song off one of my older records called Pieces. And when we get back, we'll introduce you to Holly Beth.
But I'm feeling lonely. Say you smile, only I see a frown. Grab a rope just before I'm beginning to drown. So confused, I can't seem to.
Texas Homegrown Music with my guest Holly Beth. And I just stumbled upon you, Holly, because someone sent me 100 proof. And I thought, oh my gosh, I got to get this girl. And then I started looking at your other music and found a couple other songs. And you got it going on, girl. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that makes me so happy.
So, you know, I, like I said, I don't know that much about you, and I don't really like to just, you know, say the things that are written on, you know, in Google. I like everybody to give their own elevator pitch. And more than that, I want to know where you, I know that it said that you were raised in the red dirt area of our country here in Oklahoma and Texas. But let's talk about Holly Beth and the journey that it took for you to get to a place where you knew you wanted to play music. And we'll start from, you know, childhood, because I know that most people know early on, you know, when they want to pursue something like this. So tell our listening audience about you.
Yeah, my name is Holly Beth. I am 22 now. I am originally from Oklahoma. I was born and raised there, spent all of my life up until I was about 21 there. But yeah, I started playing the piano and singing when I was about nine, somewhere in there, like 9 or 10. And I seriously can remember, like, 8 years old being like, I want to sing on a stage in front of thousands of people. Like, that's what I want to do. I didn't know how I was going to get there or what was going to happen in the middle, but I just knew. And, you know, that was just like my daydream or my dreams at night. Like, that's what I thought about constantly. And, you know, I was not really the most athletic kid growing up, and I didn't really play a whole lot of sports. I played golf.
Did you really? But, so did I.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love it. But, you know, it was like, I didn't really do anything else. I was in FFA growing up, but through FFA, you know, I got to sing at state and national FFA talent, like the conventions and everything. And that was really a turning point for me, because at state convention, I got to sing in front of about 10,000 people every year from like eighth grade until my senior year of high school. And then at national convention, it was like 25, 30,000 people and on TV. And I, like, those are highlights of like singing for me, because the energy in a room like that is one I will never be able to describe to somebody. It's insane. But anyways, I picked up a guitar at like 15-ish and kind of taught myself. YouTube worked wonders, but, you know, I had knowledge from piano and everything too. And after that, it just kind of, I kept going with it, you know. And I, after I graduated high school, I went to Oklahoma State University in Stillwater for a semester. And while I was there, I just, I knew that I wasn't happy with what I was doing. I was an agribusiness pre-law major. And it was kind of one of those things, like, it was, I'm going to get a degree and still do music, you know, at the same time. And like 3 weeks into the semester, I called my parents and I was like, yeah, I'm over this. I want to come home. And the semester was already paid for. So they were just like, stick it out. Let's not waste the money. The credits are always good, you know, if you ever want to go back to college. And I stuck it out, but I was glad I did, because I met a lot of people that are still very important in my life. And one of those is my guitar player now.
That's cool.
Yeah. And we haven't ever got to play together in a band until about 6 months ago. And it just never worked out until recently, but we've been close friends ever since. And it's cool though. And after I left OSU, I ended up going to school at UCO in Edmond, but they have a music school in downtown Oklahoma City. And I went there, I graduated from there. And after that, I moved to Texas. So
what brought you to Texas?
A lot of it was for music. You know, I mean, I was down here so much just playing and stuff like that, and I've always kind of wanted to move to Texas. I don't know. I've just had this weird thing since I was a kid. I was like, I feel like I would love Texas. And, then, you know, I have so many friends in the industry that I was wanting to be with them a lot more. And then I met my boyfriend, who's also another artist in the scene. And, he was born and raised in Texas, and, you know, we dated for a while, and at that point, it was like, well, it makes sense with my life. So after I graduated college, I moved down here.
Do you play music with your boyfriend at all?
A little bit. His name is Kanan Bryce. He, Yeah, we do. Like, occasionally we will do some song swaps, or, you know, if somebody asks us, oh, that's him right there. we play together occasionally, but we also just have our kind of own things going. You know, he has his band and I have my band, and we really like to give each other just like the credibility of just like, this is
having your own thing. Mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was like an understanding of both of us since the beginning. And
Are your styles different?
You know, they kind of line up. He's a little bit heavier than I am. He's pretty Southern rock. But you know, mine's a little bit on the rock side, but he's definitely a little bit more rock and roll than I am. And, but yeah, I mean, they go hand in hand, you know, if we ever play together, it works, but yeah.
Well, I'm always interested in that because, you don't know that much about me, but, my husband is my guitar player and we've been playing music for decades together. And so it's always fun when I hear other couples or other people that are, you know, embarking on that whole journey, because it's a tough life, you know, and I'm sure you've heard that already. You know, you haven't seen a lot of it now because we haven't been able to do a lot this year. It's been a really strange year being in 2020, right? But yeah, it's a tough life, and it's kind of nice when you find someone that has the same passion that you do, so they can understand why music is not something that you do as a musician like this. It's just who you are. And it's very hard to walk away from it when it's such a big part of your life. But well, that's interesting. So tell me about how did you come about putting your band together, and how long have you guys been? You just said, you know, you're a guitar player you've known for a while, but you just got to play in a band with him in the last 6 months. How did that come about?
Yeah, so it's all kind of a mix of different time periods. But my bass player, and so I have two guitar players. One's name is Dalton Robeson, and then the other one is his name is Thomas Evans. My bass player's name is Caleb McCutcheon. And when I went to school at the Academy of Contemporary Music through UCO, I met some other players that I had been playing with, and Dalton and Caleb, the one guitar player and bass player, they were kind of friends with them, and it all just kind of fell into place, and they started playing with me, and I played with them too, and then we had another drummer at the time for probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years, solid, like every weekend, just playing like this 3-hour shows wherever we could, and you know, that was so fun, and I got so close with them that they're my brothers now, and they always will be for life. And then I think it was like the end of 2018, we kind of took a little break and just did our own things for a little bit. Dalton is also a photographer, and he kind of did that whole thing, and he got really great at that. He's super talented, but yeah, then like fast forward to middle of, I guess maybe towards the end of 2019, we all just kind of started talking again and fell into place. And we were all like, man, we really miss playing together. I found a new drummer, and he came because of my new guitar player, Thomas. They had both been in a band, and that guy had actually let them all go. He was kind of changing things up and just restructuring. And his loss, but my win, you know?
Your gain. His loss is your gain.
Yeah. And I'm so thankful. This is like 100% my dream team. They all are so awesome. And
are you guys writing together, or how is it?
Yeah, we.
Collaboration in the band, or is it pretty much you and, you know?
You know, my big thing about it is like, I love to write lyrics and write songs, but I'm not the best with the guitar to sit there and make up a melody, even with mm-hmm. the piano. Like I was classically trained on the piano, so it's a little bit of a different training style on that. But, I let them do their thing. So if I bring them a song, I'm like, you guys are great at what you do. I want you to thrive in that environment. So write something. And, you know, if I don't love it, I'll be like, maybe change this up. You know, but the music part of it, yeah, they write a lot. You know, if they have any ideas with lyrics or anything, I always let them, you know, bring them to me. But yeah, a little bit.
Well, so tell me about the first song that we're going to play is 100 Proof. And I was listening to the lyrics and clearly about, you know, a love gone wrong. Did you write the lyrics to that? And tell me about that song.
Yes, ma'am. So 100 Proof, I actually wrote when it was just me and the three other guys several years ago. It's probably been like 4 years ago now. And I wrote it about my best friend from back home in Oklahoma and an ex-boyfriend of hers. He was just not the best boyfriend to her. And her and I just became friends. And even like in the short amount of times, I just had so much love in my heart for her. And to see her go through the things that she did, it like broke my heart. Sat down.
So I'm going to write a song about it. Just yeah, show, her, yeah, show him what he's missing out on.
Right.
Right.
But she, you know, she loved it. And like, she still to this day, like, it was funny though, because when I did write it, we had been playing it for a little bit, full band, just at shows and stuff. And one practice I got really frustrated and I was like, I don't like it. I didn't like how it was like just working out at the time. And I was like, let's cut it. I don't even want to play it. And Dalton, my guitar player, was like, no, please. I believe in the song. Let's keep it. And I will say, I would have never, ever, ever kept that song had it not been for him. And I just trusted him. And that's, I mean, my biggest song to date. So
he rewrote the melody for you, or what did he do to talk you into doing it?
The song initially, this is so cringy now, it initially had a key change in it.
Okay.
And I think about it now, but I was like 18 at the time, and it just, anyways.
Listen, that's the thing about being an artist and especially writers. You know, I listen back to things from many, many years ago, and I just,
right?
my youngest daughter taught me the whole cringy thing, and now I know what it's all about because it does make me cringe.
Like, yep. Oh.
But, you know, we evolve. Evolve.
For sure.
You know,
yeah.
And thankfully you gave him the latitude to say, okay, try something with it and we'll see. There's a lot of people that'll tell you they've written songs and walked away and come back and reworked it. And then they finally liked it. And sometimes you just don't, but it definitely works for you. It's a nice song. I really like it. And like I said, somebody sent it to me and that's what got me turned on to you. So definitely a door opener for sure.
Yeah.
So
it's opened a lot of doors and I'm super thankful for that song.
Well, we're going to play it right now for all you listeners out there. So if you just tuned in, I'm with Holly Beth, and she's a new artist, and she's a Texan now. We're going to go ahead and claim you since you said awesome. You were born in Oklahoma, but you couldn't wait to get to Texas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I think you're living in Waxahachie, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we're going to play 100 Proof by Holly Beth, and then we come back. We're going to talk about some other songs that she's got out there, a new one that she just dropped just recently. And I'm really enjoying getting to know you, Holly. I think you're a cutie patootie. So
thank you.
So here we go, Holly Beth with 100 Proof, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
we're back with Holly Beth. And so I'm interested now in what's your life like now? I know that you're working during the days, right? I think
yes,
you have a job during the days. And at a time when you were playing a lot of gigs, obviously, we're not able to do that as much anymore, although we are starting back at it. I know my band's starting to work a little bit in smaller venues. And I see that you're going to be playing at the Silver Saloon. With Giovanni and the Hired Guns. And that's an interesting connection. Tell me about that, because you've got a song with them that we're actually going to play today as well. But tell me about how that all happened.
It was actually kind of a random deal. There is a producer in Denton. His name is Taylor Kimball. He works with several different artists. Gio is one of them. Cody West, Austin Mead, he does co-level stuff too, and him and I have just connected through some other people, and we had kind of been just chatting back and forth, and he asked me if I would be interested, and that's, you know, what we were talking about going in with Gio, and I was like, yeah, you know, like I knew I was anticipating Gio's album to come out, and I was
okay. So you're cracking me up. So Giovanni goes by Gio.
Well, yeah, sorry, Giovanni.
Well, no, that's fine, because that's my husband's name too.
Oh,
I mean, he goes by Gio, and I don't hear that very often. So I'm sitting there going, yeah. Oh my gosh! All right, so Taylor was telling you about Gio.
Yes, ma'am. So yeah, okay. He goes by Gio. Yeah. I think a lot of people call him that for short, but I am friends with him. You know, we haven't hung out a whole lot, but he is just one of the people that we see around, you know, at festivals, whatever venues, and we go and support him and watch him a lot. But anyways, yeah, he asked me if I wanted to come in, cut the harmonies on it. And I went in, and I guess looking back, he did ask me to sing like a duet, but like, I don't know, it didn't register with me at the time. I thought I was just going.
Yeah, because I was going to say, this is more than harmonies. This is not harmonies. This is a full on duet.
Yes. And so on my way there, I was practicing it and everything. And I learned harmonies for it. I just didn't even think. And so in the studio, I just kind of winged it. The duet, I did a couple of different takes of stuff, and the second verse that I sing, it was just like a random deal, but it worked and I loved it, but it was like not planned whatsoever. I had not prepared myself for it, and you know, it was super cool. And he's brought me, I went and watched him at the Twisted J in Stephenville not too long after he released that album, and he pulled me up on stage and sang the song with him, and it was so cool because everybody in the crowd, when he was like, Holly Beth, come up here, everybody was like, woo, and I was like, I know all y'all in this crowd don't know who I am, but I appreciate y'all going.
That's always nice, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah. The fact that he brought you, called you up there, though, they because they knew who he was. But I promise you, after they heard you sing, that they were like, yeah, right on, because you really nailed it. I mean, you certainly did on the recording. And I know that wasn't, especially if you tell me you did a couple takes. That's always fun when you get called into a session and you have no idea. I mean, you're prepared for something completely different.
Right.
And then they throw you under the bus. I'll tell you what, you drove that thing really well. And I know for me, a lot of times when you have to call on that, you know, that unique ability at the moment, sometimes you get the best out of yourself.
For sure. Yeah. I've always been one to when I'm in pressure like that, I typically can deliver pretty well on a lot of different things, and that's just a strength of mine that I recognized growing up. And I felt really confident in that one leaving there. So,
well, you did a fine job, honey, for sure.
Thank you.
So, what have you been doing with your time during this whole, hang out at home kind of thing?
Yeah. COVID, you know, I was working a different day job at the beginning of it, and we got sent home at the end of March. And so I was home for about a month and a half. And a lot of it I spent writing, or some of it, I won't say a lot of it. I probably should have wrote more, but not one to force songs. And So that was kind of difficult, but we watched a lot of movies. And then, you know, I got a different job and I started working there, and, you know, they didn't ever shut down, but now I'm at work, you know, just working throughout the day, but we have been able to play a little bit. You know, I'll be completely honest. In the last like 2 years of my life, I haven't played a whole lot. I kind of, took some time to just, when I moved to Texas, go around, watch different bands, figure things out for myself, you know, and really make this music exactly what I wanted. And, you know, I could have been playing shows, but I think COVID really opened my eyes to that. And I really took for granted the choice of whether or not I could play. And, I promised myself as soon as COVID is over and we are able to go out and play again like normal, that I'm hitting the ground running hard. And so it's been a blessing in disguise, but I'm ready for it to be over for sure.
Well, you know, here's the deal. We figure out, and I've had this discussion with so many different people in the last several months on the show. We figure out who we are when we get everything stripped away and we mm-hmm. don't have all this connectivity going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I told my husband will tell you that I was so sad at the very beginning of this whole COVID thing, because I immediately, everything that I did in my life was considered non-essential. Mm-hmm. And I've always believed that music is extremely essential in our lives.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I think that it brings so much to everybody. I haven't met very many people at all in my life that haven't connected with music in some form or fashion, whether it was because they were brought up listening to it at church, or their mom and dad used to play records, or, you know, in your lifetime, CDs, mm-hmm. You know, or have music playing on the radio in the car. And you connect with it. And, you know, our lifetime, a lot of times our timeline of our life is always connected to some kind of music. So I hated to see that happen. And I think now, you know, now that things are starting to pick up a little bit, we're starting to do smaller concerts. And, you know, unfortunately, it's probably the way it's going to be at least through the end of the year until, and maybe even a little bit of the first of next year. But the energy that is missed, I understand. When you said you got to sing in front of 20,000-30,000 people, that is a really special time, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was so cool. But yeah, it's missed for sure.
but here's the thing, and you know, I know you'll understand this as you get older. I tell people all the time, I love what I do so much that whether it's 10 people or 100 people or 100,000, I think my soul is going to do the same thing. I mean, obviously there's a lot of energy that you get from a crowd of 100,000 that you don't get from a crowd of 10, but you just need to connect no matter what, because you're singing from your soul, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's a vibey thing that unless you do it, nobody can understand it.
Oh yeah. And I think, you know, going along with that too, sometimes those shows where it's just 10 people or how many ever, it turn out to be some of the funnest and most memorable shows. Like, you know, you get to meet the people on a whole different level. And I think sometimes those are really cool shows too, because there's less of them and you can connect with them more and you can create die hard true fans for the rest
absolutely,
of your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I, you know, my dad told me something a long time ago about how don't forget the quarter behind the nickel. And it took me a while to understand what that meant. But, you know, a lot of times you think what you're doing is so small, but you don't remember all of the people that they affect. And when you gain a true fan and they're around and they're going around saying, have you heard Holly Beth? Oh my gosh, this girl is so great. And she's such a nice person. And she's, you know, she's so, you know, affable and easy to talk to. And it's an extremely, you can't pay for that.
Oh yeah,
you know, you can't pay for that. And you only get that really when you're able to be in a small environment and connect with them. So I encourage you to do more of that. And, you know, I know a lot of my friends are starting to do in-house concerts, and they're starting mm-hmm. to do backyard concerts, and they're starting to do smaller shows because they get that connectivity. And I think that's probably one of the things that has probably changed during all this COVID, is that people have gotten to where they get into smaller groups and and they can really connect with one another and embrace the life that they have and the love that they have for music. So I would encourage you guys to do that as well. You know, find some people that you can just, you know, bring out your acoustics or whatever and just do a little sing along, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you've just dropped a new single called I Hope You're Happy. You want to tell me about that?
Yeah, I wrote this song, man, I don't even know, maybe a year ago. But my producer, his name is Philip Mosley, he really kind of brought this song to life for me. You know, I had this this image of what I wanted this song to be, just like a pretty rock and roll song that's in your face and just kind of punches you in the face right from the get-go, and it really does that. I'm super excited for it, you know, just to hear if people like it or not. But yeah, it just came out on September 18th. You can get it anywhere that you
There we go. Well, they're going to listen to it right now, and they're going to be downloading it because I know they're going to love it. It's called I Hope You're Happy by Holly Beth, and when we come back, we'll talk about her some more.
I'm tired of feeling used, yeah, I'm tired of your bullshit excuses, I'm tired of.
back with Holly Beth, and Holly, we're gonna play the song that really showed me the voice that you have. And of course, a lot of people, you know, they prefer to get to know a voice by crooning tunes. That's, you know what I'm saying. And that's kind of what this song is. You want to tell me, it's kind of sad, but tell me about it.
Yeah. You know, this song, I will start it off by saying what I tell anybody who's ever told me that this song has like really impacted them or got them through is, first of all, I tell them I'm sorry. I hate that you had to go through the situation of this song, because I know from personal experience, it sucks. But, you know, like, that is the coolest thing to me, is that people are impacted by my music. But this song, you know, I was just going through a rough time. This song pulled from a personal experience, and it was one that really hurt for a while, and it was kind of tough to play at first. But this song started it all for me and changed. You know, I knew that I always wanted to do music, but putting out music, you know, for the first time was super scary, and I didn't know how it was going to go. And this song was released in a little bit over a year ago, and it for real has changed my life, and I'm so thankful for it.
Well, and so very quickly, do you feel like that going through these hardships and, you know, whatever it was that you went through to write this tune, has helped you in life?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, just pulling from this song specifically, I think I am a pretty, or growing up and even probably until a couple of years ago, was a pretty naive person. And I'm one of those that I will trust you until you give me a reason not to. And, you know, whether it's a good
That's
thing
not a bad happen. Place to be in, no matter what. And I encourage you to do that. It's kind of like having a very positive attitude towards people and humans, yeah. You know.
I think,
so there's,
you know,
nothing wrong with that. But to learn that, you know, if you can go through pain and make it through to the other side, then you realize that, because life is full of that. Right.
Oh yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think it just made me more aware of situations. It made me just like more, just kind of open my mind to a lot of different things. But in terms of all that hardship, you know, it's made me who I am now, and I'm thankful for it.
Well, let me just tell you from experience, because I'm a whole lot older than you are. You will change so much every decade. I look back at who I was, you know, in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s, and it's just crazy how much I've changed. And I think that's good. And I think it's positive for us to have the open mind of knowing that we're going to go through a lot of things on this journey. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to do really well, Holly. You seem like a
Thank you. Really grounded
girl. And I'm excited about your future, and I'm excited about your music. And tell your boyfriend he hit it. You know, he got a good girl here.
So,
and I look forward to hearing more music from you. So I understand that your journey is going to be to release a lot of singles. And I think that's smart, because I think people are just downloading songs now. Most of the time they'll find a song they like and they put it in their mix and they just play it. So you guys look for her on Facebook. It's Holly Beth. It's spelled H-O-L-L-Y Beth. And you can find her on Facebook, and she's got a nice page. She's got her own, you know, hollybeth.com. And I'm sure she's got Instagram, and she's got a great band behind her. And if you guys want to book her to play, check her out. She's worth it. So I look forward to hearing lots of great things about you, Holly,
yeah,
in the future.
And
thank you so much for being. And now we're going to play that song Torn, which I think is beautiful. So
thank you.
We'll be right back with Texas Homegrown Music.
Now I'm out here.
Well, that's it for another Texas Homegrown Music Show. And Holly Beth was certainly a pleasure to get to know. And next week, we're going to bring on one of the Quaby sisters. These girls started out playing violin and fiddle, as they call it, Texas fiddle. They've been playing around all over the country for many, many years now. And now they sing. They started out just playing instrumentals, and now they sing. They've got a really tight harmony. I think that they said they've been compared to the Andrews Sisters and some of the older, really tight harmony female groups. But they're definitely known in the Texas ranks, and I'm really looking forward to introducing my listeners to them. So until next time, I hope that you'll remember to just do whatever you can to satisfy your need for music right now. I know people aren't out doing much playing live music in the COVID days, but you can still download their stuff. You can still watch all these live streams. So check out your favorite bands, and let's help local musicians as well. And we thank you so much for listening. And I want to say a big shout out to my sponsors, the Guitar Sanctuary and Tupps Brewery, for making this all possible. So peace out, everybody. It's Maylee Thomas with Texas Homegrown Music, and we'll see you next time.